today we have the honor of recognizing Mr. Mears for his last.
Thank you.
Let the roast begin.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
Do you want to go first or you want me to?
I go first.
Okay, go ahead.
So we couldn't let Mr. Mears leave without a little bit of an analysis of his performance over the last few years.
This has something to do with what your final pay is going to be, you know.
Oh, my retirement plan.
Yes.
I've had a little bit of feedback about my performance from people who have actually come to the public hearing in opposition, too.
So you're ready for this?
Yeah.
I was going to keep it very high level, a very light roast. We looked at your attendance. So going back to your history, I went as far back to your Board of Adjustment time on the Board of Adjustment, which is what you did prior to coming to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So Mr. Mears served on the Board of Adjustment from October of 2017 to January of 2019, and then he was promoted and came to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and he's been serving on the Planning and Zoning Commission since. And we went back and we checked the records. We've had someone check all the agendas and all the minutes, and we've gone back and we've counted, and I have my evidence here for Mr. Conlon if he wants to verify our findings. So we went back and we counted.
We've got to hold it up again. I'm sorry.
It's high tech is what that is.
There you go.
So busy, man.
Yeah. So we went back. Mr. Mears has attended in his Board of Adjustment career 30 Board of Adjustment meetings between 2017 and 2019, missing only one meeting before the Board of Adjustment.
For a heart attack.
For a total.
For a heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
Did you only miss one?
Mm-hmm. For a total.
It wasn't his heart attack, though.
It was mine.
Oh, no.
It was mine.
Only one absence for a total of 150 Board of Adjustment public hearings. So that's very impressive numbers before the Board of Adjustment. And they can be some very long meetings as well.
Sure.
And then when he was promoted and came to the Planning and Zoning Commission, his total number of Planning and Zoning Commission meetings, this is meetings, is 159 meetings, including this meeting. And you've missed in total 13 meetings during that period, but there were planned anticipated absences. And then we have in total 795 public hearings heard.
Wow.
And by our count, although we've not counted each one individually, we count approximately 1,500 other business items for over 2,300 other business items and public hearings combined. That's a lot of site plan reviews.
Yes, it is.
To focus on your time with and to express my appreciation, you're going to be missed, Mr. Mears, and on behalf of all the staff, I want to thank you for your service. It is a considerable number of applications. You've been a delight to work with, and we're going to miss your analytical approach because your architectural knowledge and your technical knowledge have been extremely useful to staff and to me, and you will be missed. So.
Thank you.
I'll add to that real quick, and I'll just sort of add on to what Jamie said, because it's definitely been an honor and pleasure to serve with you, Bruce. Not only on the commission, but even a few times when I had to be Jamie Sharp stunt double at the Board of Adjustment, when I had to sit down there and just try to lay low and not screw things up at the Board of Adjustments. This is not my normal turf, but I've appreciated every minute of it. I look at this as an opportunity not only to thank you, but also the members of the commission, and also a little bit educate the public. You'll remember at Chairman Wheatley's retirement, and that applies as much to you, Bruce. We talked about what the public sees on a Wednesday afternoon or an evening, and sometimes into a Thursday morning, and particularly on Mondays for the Board of Adjustment. What folks see here in this room is just the tip of the iceberg. There's all the behind the scenes work that goes into this. There's a public hearing that we saw, two of, we're supposed to see three, but this evening, and they were actually fairly routine matters. But all the commissioners go out and visit the sites. They all look at what's on the docket. They all give a very thoughtful review, and in my tenure with Bruce, he's at the top of the list of the people that do that. And I don't think folks always appreciate the amount of time and commitment it takes to not just the commission and not just the applicants, but Sussex County as a whole. Because of the kind of work that Bruce does for the commission and the county, I feel like Sussex County has been better off as a result of your tenure on the Board of Adjustment and the Planning and Zoning Commission. And Jamie gave all of the numbers right then. If you can multiply that times however many hearings we've had, that's the amount of time it's taken for Bruce and other members of the commission to do the job that they've been asked to do by county council. And again, I think Sussex County is better off for that. I would also add, in Bruce's case, I'll step back a second. One of the things we've been fortunate at with the commission is we've had a real great mix of folks from all different types of backgrounds. You know, everybody brings different knowledge to their seat on the commission. And in Bruce's case, as Jamie mentioned, it's been really helpful, and I'm sure it was really helpful on the Board of Adjustment as well, to have your knowledge and expertise from your home builder's background. You know, that high level of technical knowledge really has been invaluable to me, and again, I think everybody on the commission and everybody that comes in front of the commission, whether they realize it or not. Sometimes people don't always express their appreciation the way we might expect. again, the point of all this is that serving on the commission requires preparation and thoughtful consideration and time, which again, many folks do not necessarily see or appreciate. And we should all be thankful for Bruce's service to the commission in Sussex County. So again, it has been my pleasure working with you, Bruce. I'm going to miss all the emails back and forth and phone calls and whatever that we've had to do while working together on the commission. And I wish you the best of luck moving forward, and you'll be missed sitting up here on the commission.
Thank you.
Yeah. And very sir, nice. You've got big shoes to fill.
I think he gets that already. Yeah, I would like to add to that as well, Bruce. It's been a pleasure and honor to be able to work with you, and you will be sorely missed.
Thank you.
Your expertise and your dedication to our county and your love for our county. So thank you for all that you've always done, and maybe you're not done yet. Maybe it's something else.
I'm sure there's something else coming.
Yeah.
I'd like to add that I'm proud of Holly becoming our first chairman in Sussex County history, correct?
Our first female.
I'm sorry, first female chairman, proud of you. It was an honor to serve you, too.
Thank you.
So I feel like I just started to get to know you. You know, I only started a little under 3 years ago, so, you know, I'm coming up on my possible reappointment soon. And I'm going to miss having you around. I mean, I always good for new faces to get to know, but you're so practical. You have a good sense of humor. You don't take everything super seriously, and I really appreciate that because, you know, you have to find the humor in some of the difficult things that happen in the world, and you're going to be missed. Your expertise in building, some of your pretty sensible comments around something as basic as, hey, if you aren't going to build where it floods in Delaware, you're not going to build anywhere in Delaware, probably.
Right.
I'm definitely paraphrasing that, but
it's called no filter, if I think it.
So I love that you don't have a filter, and you're going to be missed.
It was really fun to watch Vince's face sometimes when I'd start talking, I'd look down and Vince would be like, what's he going to say next?
I'm sure we all make him cringe occasionally.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not at all.
I like to say, man, I'm just going to miss sitting beside you with the knowledge that you've given and just seeing how much you know about all of this. There's a lot to know here. There really is. A lot to learn.
There certainly is,
and I'm just glad, you know, over the years, you've only missed 13, I'm glad they weren't all heart attacks.
Yeah,
and
they weren't all.
I'm sure you weren't in Key West.
only one of those 13 was for vacation.
Wow, that's awesome, man. It's been a pleasure. I'm good to see you, man.
Well, you'll get up to speed really quick. You've done really good so far, so.
I just can't wait to go fishing with you.
Okay, Bill, if you don't go fishing, we'll catch you.
Okay.
There you go.
There's
a difference.
Well, Mr. Mears, I guess I'll wrap this up. Just being new to the commission, thank you for welcoming me with open arms. Thank you for the many years that you've provided your time and effort and wisdom to the public and the community. Being somebody like, you know, new to this commission, it's great to see somebody putting that many years and time and effort and all the value feedback that you gave to the public. So thank you.
Well, I love Sussex County.
It also indicates that you may be a little bit sadistic. You like torturing yourself.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's sort of obvious. Yeah. So I started serving in 96 on the Building Code Board of Adjustment and Appeals, and the way that happened was we didn't have a building code. And I rode Dale Dukes and George Cole, we need a code, we need a code, we need a code. And then we got a code. And then I kept on doing it wrong. So they're like, here's what we'll do. We'll put you on the building code board. So I started with that in 96 and served that through 2019 simultaneously with the Board of Adjustment and 15 of those years as chairman. So it's 30 years like Mr. Wheatley, but building code was not as intense as planning and zoning or Board of Adjustment. So it's been an honor.
Thank you.
I also bet not many people who've moved here in the last 20 years or even the last 10 years, they probably don't realize how recent the building code actually is.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's amazing coming from other parts of the country, right? Is you're typically that's been there. Even in the rural place that I lived in Virginia for most of my life, there was a building code. Now, granted, probably not many people were following it. There was one.
In the early days of the Building Code Adjustment Board, we had probably 12 hearings a year. But when the county took over building inspections and got rid of the contractor, that dropped to one or two. The county just took over and did an excellent job. So.
Well, we appreciate you.
We've been very fortunate.
Do you have any comments? Anybody from the audience like to say any, make any comments?
I'm concerned that there may be a large presentation.
It's going to involve a road.
I think I know what's coming.
There's a street named Bruce Mears somewhere right now.
Jamie, where's the PowerPoint? No, actually, I thought I might miss this. I was listening in my office, and all of a sudden, a hearing doesn't happen. I'm like, I'm going to miss this. In all seriousness, thank you. I've had the privilege of appearing in front of you at both the Board of Adjustment, obviously. Yes. You're a Board of Adjustment member and now here on the Planning Commission. And I could echo what Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Robertson and your fellow Planning Commission members have said about your expertise. There are not every decision you've ever made I've agreed with. it probably wouldn't be a good planning commission if I did agree with every decision that you made every time. I was thinking about the numbers and such that Mr. Whitehouse said, and I'll reflect on Mr. Collins said, I wondered how many of those hours I inflicted upon you. So apologies for that, Mr. Mears.
Several.
But the one thing that stood out to me as I was thinking about your time, and it actually has a bit of a personal story that I will short circuit. If you want the rest of the details, just ask me some time when you see me publicly. But I've always thought of you, Mr. Mears, I'm gonna call you Bruce, but Mr. Mears, as the defender or protector of whatever body you were on, whether it was the board, the planning commission, or the planning and zoning staff and office. And I say that because if a member of the public got unruly, you were usually one of the first people to jump in and defend someone here, and me, actually once. we were over at the Del Tech campus. When you speak as publicly as often as I do, sometimes you're not gonna use the best expression or phraseology on how you define something. And when I was being attacked later, you defended me, and I appreciated that. I've always remembered it. But thank you for your service. It's been a privilege, you will be missed here, and I will see you around as we go about it.
Thank you. I got a couple David Hutt comments. I thought you were going to say at that time where somebody jumped up and complained that they couldn't hear.
Yeah.
And they came to the podium, and as fast as they started talking, I said, I can't hear you.
I did like that, too.
But my favorite David Hutt moment wasn't on you. You were doing a very lengthy presentation for North Star, and a lady seemed to feel that you were just delaying it. She said you were filibustering. She had a little meltdown over there.
I recall that, yes.
And you just looked at her politely, and she walked out, and you carried on. Yeah. Yeah, that was classic.
We do appreciate your thoroughness. It means we ask fewer questions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shorter versions.
I'm making lemonade.
Shorter versions are also appreciated.
I did enjoy the history of Sussex County roads.
That's right.
Your phone's rung a couple times because when people ask me who to use for Board of Adjustment or commission, I give them your name.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And thank you.
Very kind of you to show up here today, Mr. Hutt. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. That makes a statement of how you do, you know, how well you do in front of us. Thank you.
Yep, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So anybody else would like to make any comments? Nope. They said no. I did ask him. Yeah. Okay.
That gavel.
All right. Do we have anything else we needed to cover? Any other comments? I will pass this off to Mr. Mears for the final gavel.
It's an honor to serve.